From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet April 27th in Panmunjom. Robert Kelly, political analyst on inter-Korean affairs, looked past the April meeting to the one proposed with U.S. President Donald Trump.
We've gone through two sets of negotiations, one in the 90s and one in the 2000s, the agreed framework and the six-party talks, and they both kind of faltered in the end. And, you know, maybe Trump and Kim can reverse the process, have a summit that kind of like radically forces things forward. And, you know, and then in a couple of years, we'll have a final deal.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that he's encouraged by steps taken by North Korea in recent days.
Well, I'm very happy that it was possible in that visit for us to make very clearly the case that it was needed, a resumption of dialogue between the north and the south of the peninsula, and that it was needed a serious negotiation between North Korea and the United States to reach the denuclearization, the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
President Trump says he's willing to meet with Kim in the coming months. A Kenyan opposition politician says authorities drugged and forcibly deported him to Dubai. Muguna Muguna says in a Facebook post that he had been detained in a bathroom at Nairobi's International Airport since Monday when he returned from Canada after being deported last month. Muguna says authorities broke into the bathroom Tuesday and injected him with a substance, then dragged him into an Emirates airline plane. Lawyers for Muguna said their client was deported despite a court order mandating his release. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that Moscow will expel 60 U.S. diplomats after Washington announced it was ordering the expulsion of dozens of Russian diplomats over the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. This is VOA News. Well, vote counting apparently turning out no surprises in Egypt after the country held elections this week. That according to Edward Uranian reporting from Cairo.
There appeared to be no major surprises in Egypt's three-day presidential election, with preliminary results showing that President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi had been reelected with 92% of the vote. The president's little-known opponent, Musa Mustafa Musa, won about 2%. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is not afraid to mince words and had quite the greeting for President Donald Trump's new national security advisor today. After shaking hands with John Bolton and escorting him up the steps to the Pentagon, Mattis wasted no time unleashing a one-liner.
I've heard that you're absolutely the devil incarnate. I wanted to meet you.
Well, in case you didn't make that out, the Secretary of Defense said, I heard you're actually the devil incarnate, and I wanted to meet you. Mattis told Bolton, who laughed as they walked through the Pentagon's doors. The highly anticipated meeting is the first between the two men. On Tuesday, Mattis told Pentagon reporters he'd never met Bolton before, but that he did not anticipate any difficulties in forging a working relationship. Well, President Trump attacked online tech giant Amazon, accusing the company of paying too little in taxes and being responsible for putting retailers out of business. President Trump has a long history blaming Amazon for hurting traditional brick-and-mortar retailers. He tweeted last August, for instance, that Amazon is doing great damage to tax-paying retailers. Towns, cities, and states throughout the U.S. are being hurt, many jobs being lost. Victor Anthony is the managing director of Internet Media for Aegis Capital.
Amazon has been paying taxes on their first-party business. I mean, just about every single state that, you know, where they could collect taxes. And so I've noticed over the past several years, zero impact to Amazon's top-line growth rate. So even if the Congress will come together and impose some sort of national online sales taxes on the third-party business of Amazon, I don't think it will have an impact on Amazon's GMV.
GMV is the gross merchandise volume sales for the platform. Prominent human rights attorney Amal Clooney will be representing two Reuters journalists under arrest in Myanmar. Ryan Brooks has more.
Clooney, the wife of actor George Clooney, said in a statement the two reporters, quote, were being prosecuted simply because they reported the news. Both have told relatives that they were arrested almost immediately after they had been handed rolled-up papers by two policemen they had never met before, after they'd been invited for dinner by the officers. The UN and many Western nations have demanded the charges be dropped. Their arrests come amid concerns by rights activists of a crackdown on press freedom in Myanmar.
Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.